20,000 Leagues Under the Sea by Jules Verne. Recorded for LibriVox.org by Christine G. Using a Samsung CO5 XLR with a Xenix 302 USB interface and a pop filter on Windows 10. The year 1866 was marked by a bizarre development, an unexplained and downright inexplicable phenomenon that surely no one has forgotten. Without getting into those rumours that upset civilians in the seaports and deranged the public mind even far inland, it must be said that professional seamen were especially alarmed. Traders, shipowners, captains of vessels, skippers, and master mariners from Europe and America, naval officers from every country, and at their heels the various national governments on these two continents, were all extremely disturbed by the business. In essence, over a period of time, several ships had encountered an enormous thing at sea. A long spindle-shaped object, sometimes giving off a phosphorescent glow, infinitely bigger and faster than any whale. The relevant data on this apparition, as recorded in various logbooks, agreed pretty closely as to the structure of the object or creature in question. Its unprecedented speed of movement, its startling locomotive power, and the unique vitality with which it seemed to be gifted. If it was a cetacean, it exceeded in bulk any whale previously classified by science. No naturalist, neither Cuvier nor Laspedet, neither Professor Damaril nor Professor de Quatrefages, would have accepted the existence of such a monster sight unseen, specifically unseen by their own scientific eyes. Striking an average of observations, taking at different times, rejecting those timid estimates that gave the object length of 200 feet, and ignoring those exaggerated views that saw it as a mile wide and 3 long, you could still assert that this phenomenal creature greatly exceeded the dimensions of anything then known to ichthyologists, if it existed at all.